Can you believe it? It is Blackhawks season as it begins today in Prague. How about it, Dave? Are you excited? I mean, is it do opening days across sport, any sport, they get you excited?
Oh yeah, very excited. Yeah. I can't wait to get. You know, the preseason just seems like it was longer this year, and even though they played a bunch of games in a condensed period of time. So, yeah, let's get started.
Let's get started. And what a way to start in Prague. And right now in Prague, the coach, Jeremy Colleton, is there, and he is ready to join us on the phone. Coach Colleton, thanks for joining us. How are you enjoying Prague?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great.
Great to talk with you, yeah.
Good. Yeah, we're ready to get at her. You know, been a... Preseason's important and training camp's important, but everyone wants to play real games, so everyone's excited.
How important was it for you to have a training camp and a preseason where it's all yours? Because you came in halfway through the season last year. Well, how important was it to set the tone on who the Blackhawks are going to be this year?
Yeah, I think every team, that's where you set sort of the standard that you expect throughout the year and get everyone on the same page. And we have some new players who we wanted to integrate into the team, both, you know, on and off the ice. So it's been really good. And, you know, I think when you look at the practice time you get during the year, most of it happens in September. You know, like after that, it's there's typically one or two stretches where you can practice, you know, consistently, but if you don't make use of your time in September, you're really behind the eight ball. So we've been really focused on making use of that time, and I think we're pretty prepared.
And Jeremy, this team has come a long way from where it was a year ago. The expectations have been raised, and I know as a coach that's something you welcome, right? But do you think the expectations for this team are right on target, realistic? What are your expectations? Let's put it that way.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure what they are on the outside, but I think inside we definitely want to be in the playoffs. That, you know, ultimately, you know, in order to have a chance to win the Stanley Cup, you got to be in the playoffs. So we're really focused on that. And as far as, you know, the weight of expectations or what they do, I think that's important. The group just worries about the next game. You know, ultimately, we're going to add it all up at the end and see where we fit in. Just worry about having good performances. And, you know, we want to have a high standard every day. We're going to, you know, that's what we expect from ourselves. And then, you know, I think if we bring that, then the results are going to come and we'll meet those expectations.
How much do you look to the guys who have been through it the longest with this team,
right,
your core guys, to kind of set that standard and help your younger guys meet those expectations?
Yeah, well, they lead our team for sure. They've been there and they know what it feels like to win. They know how rewarding it is. It's a lot of work. It's not easy. That's why, you know, it can wear you down, you know, but now they've been away from it and everyone, that's that feeling you're addicted to, you know, that group doing everything that it takes, you know, they do whatever it takes to win and then to finally have that success. But it's important to have guys who have tasted it before because they can help speed up the process with our new guys, with the young players. So we're real lucky in that regard.
So, Coach, you've got two very high-quality goalies this season. How is that going to affect your game-end decisions?
Well, we're very fortunate that no matter who we put out there, we expect to get a good performance. And I think when you look around the league, the teams that have had success in the playoffs, for the most part, it's not one guy playing 65, 70 games and then keeping the ball come playoff time. There's a share, you know, they keep things fresh. Ultimately, you know, there's going to be some competition, and the guy who's performing better will get more of the starts, but there's definitely going to be, they're going to share the load, and I think that long-term can only benefit us.
Yeah. You know, I got to ask you, you know, obviously off-season for you, did you get new wardrobe? Are you looking good this for Prague? You got a good tie selection? You're looking good? I mean, we're going to get to see the coach as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to look in my bag, see what I got. But, you know, ultimately, we're all excited for game one, right? Everyone brings their A game. They're excited. So I expect the players will be bringing their best as well.
How's the ice there?
Yeah, it's a little warm in the rink, but, you know, Yeah, it's been a bit chopped up. I thought it was better this morning, and that's kind of to be expected. Like, I don't think anyone's surprised that the ice wasn't perfect, and it's been getting better every day, and, you know, both teams are playing on the same sheet, so
yeah,
right. We'll adapt. We'll adapt to the conditions. If it's getting chopped up, then maybe we got to chip a few more pucks and play a simpler game, and that's just, hey, we can't be stubborn. It's all about getting the result.
You know, Coach, there's one thing about starting the season and getting amped up and all the energy that goes into that for the players and for the coaching staff. But you add on top of it that you're opening in Prague and you're making this is a big event. Do you have to temper the emotions with the team or maybe coach differently that you're on this different ice and you're doing things differently to start the season?
I think we use the excitement to our advantage. It's for our team, I think it's a net benefit to be over here and get them together and you know, team building wise, it's going to be really a positive for us. We're playing on a, you know, we had the game on the big ice in Berlin, but right. We're, you know, the sheet tonight is NHL size. There's a little bit of a, you know, first game, we've got a couple Czech guys who are really excited to play. And all you say to them is, hey, listen, just play your game. Don't try to win the game on one shift. Use the energy in a positive way. Use the energy for things that, you know, whether it's a forecheck, you know, playing with pace, really skating, tracking back, win your 50-50s. What you don't want to do is do too much, and then, you know, things go against you. You know, we'll manage that energy in the right way, I think.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, speaking of energy, have you been running into a lot of awesome Blackhawks fans and maybe one super zealous fan doing too much by the name of Steve Cochran?
Yeah, you know what? I haven't seen him. I'm a little worried about him, actually. Maybe we just don't go to the same places. We can go to the same spots. But I'm sure he's having a good time. You know, there are a lot of Blackhawks fans here, which is it's great. Shows, you know, the reach of our team and fun to have that support. And, you know, it's a great city to visit and should be a lot of energy in the rink. So we're looking forward for that.
All right.
Anything you can tell us about your lineup for today?
Yeah. Yeah. So Crawford's going to start in goal. And DeHaan's out. Gilbert will be in.
Okay.
So that's probably the highlights or the things that people were probably most wondering about, the question marks maybe.
And DeHaan is close, right? I mean, this was kind of coming up to day of. He's still recovering.
Yeah. Yeah, he's close. He's been practicing full contact with us for a bunch of days in a row. It's just, it's 82-game season. We don't want to risk anything by having him play now before he's totally ready. If he were totally 100%, he'd be in. But we just felt like it wasn't time yet.
All right, Coach, go get that W today in Prague. Tonight for you, but for here, it's today. And the Chicago Blackhawks kicking off their season. Thanks, Coach Colleton, for joining us on the Steve Cochran Show. Appreciate it.
Thanks again. Take care, guys. Wow.